The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I want to start again tonight, like I've been trying to remember to do over the past few weeks, with practice questions to start just for 10 minutes or so to see if there's any questions about your practice that you'd like to ask at the beginning before I offer a talk. Last night, Gil, at an event we had here, he said, asking questions brings great merit. You can think of the question also, a question as being not only something for yourself, but an offering for others, because very likely if you have a question, several other people in the room would have a similar one.
Well, I have a comment and then a question. The comment is, I was in a yoga class this week and I found my heart racing and anxiety starting to happen. And instead of getting concerned about that and my ability to do the next pose, somewhere inside me a voice said, let it rip. And you know what? It didn't. My whole body relaxed and calmed. It was incredible.
Sometimes non-resistance is all that's necessary.
Yeah.
And it's essentially, you know, it's like, okay, that's what's happening. Resistance can exacerbate a situation like that. And if we're not resisting, which is essentially what the let it rip was saying,
yeah,
it's like, I'm not going to resist this. It's just like, let it happen.
Yeah.
It's like then the whole system can just allow it to do its thing, and it often will just pass.
So that being said, I think it wasn't that day. The day before, I had a wonderful sit, and I felt very, very open, more open than I'd felt in quite a while, and it felt wonderful. And since then, I've been having trouble sitting and feeling more and more and more closed, and today particularly closed.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was sitting this evening, I was like, wow, I could feel my breath, but my body is like a vice around
uh-huh.
my breath.
Yeah. You know, sometimes what happens in practice, we find our way to places of deep release and opening. And it's almost like an insight when that happens. It's like the body, the mind understands, oh, it's possible to be in the world in a different way. And yet our habits of body and mind kind of come back pretty quickly. So it's not a surprise, it's not a problem that happens, but what often happens is after we've had that taste of the release, we feel the contraction more strongly. And so it's more apparent to us in one way. And the other piece is that we can also have a little bit of an idea or an agenda. This is wrong. It shouldn't be this way. That was good. That's the way it should be.
And why is my mind going back to an old habit that feels bad?
Indeed. I mean, it's like, why does it do that? It's so amazing when we've experienced that release. It's like, wow, why would it go back to a habit that doesn't feel as good? It's habit. It's like that pathway in our mind is so well worn. It's, you know, you have the taste of being free of it, but the pathway is so well worn that it's like it just goes back to that because it kind of knows how to do that. So it's you don't have to, you know, judge yourself or feel like, how do I get back to that? It's more, again, it's kind of an allowing. It's the let it rip kind of thing. It's like, okay, yeah, can I just allow this feeling of contraction? And, you know, it is a little challenging after we've had those openings because that feels so good. It's like, that's the way I'd like to live. But habits of our mind come back, and it's not that we can. I mean, you were sitting in that situation, right? You were sitting, you were quiet, and you know, we come back into the world, and our habits in the world come back. So often that involves a lot of our, you know, contraction, our habit, our defenses, our, you know, protecting ourselves. And finding our way back to that releasing even in the sitting may not be obvious. You know, it may not be an obvious pathway for us to find. So patience, for one thing, and just the recognition, too. The part of what happens here, and we don't put this out on the doorway, but... you know, part of what happens is that we begin to, you know, we go into these alternating things. We get a taste of that ease and relaxation and openness. And then our habits come back and we recognize, wow, you're just as you said, why do I want to be here? Why does the mind go here? It doesn't feel very good. Part of the way this practice works is because we get that education. We've tasted something, a kind of a deeper kind of happiness. And the mind begins to really understand, oh, this way that I'm so used to being, it's not so satisfying. So it's a little bit of an education for the mind. And the mind has to learn how to let it go. It's, you know, through the willingness to be with it, it slowly begins to figure out how to release it. It did in that sitting, figured out how to release it. So it's possible. It knows how to get there. You don't know how to get there. That's the other thing that we have to recognize, is that we don't really know how to make it happen. It kind of finds its way there almost organically through these practices. I mean, these practices, there's some... there's one teaching that's like, well, you know, insight is an accident. Meditation makes us accident prone. So the meditation creates the conditions in which we can find our way to those openings. And more the mind begins to understand how to go there. It's not that we figure it out. It's more that the system figures it out. Our mind and body system, and so patience, and to not resist the contraction, you know. In some ways, it's kind of like, well, of course, this is the way things are. You know, I've been practicing this for a long time. You know, and that's something I tell myself. You know, when I find myself in an old habit, it's like, yeah, of course it's like this. You know, it's not. It's something that's been conditioned. I've been practicing with that for a long time. Yeah. So let's go ahead and